Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense. Stay tuned to find out why Chicago's top realtors are choosing Dan Frio.
Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio, and I, of course, am Dan Frio. And I always start the shows by giving you my information, so I hope you reach out to me. You can call, email, check on the web, go to my YouTube, put comments in there, any which way you want. Probably the easiest way to find me, just Google Dan Frio, D-A-N-F-R-I-O, and then you can put Dan Frio, that's it, and you'll get my Facebook, you'll get everything about me, or you'll get my YouTube channel. You can also put the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio, and that'll find a lot of other stuff. But if you have questions, please call me at 630-338-1160, or email me is at dan.frio@gmail.com. And I made the website as easy as I could too. It's 1160. You're listening to 1160 right now. 1160mortgage.com. So where we ended up yesterday, as I kind of ran out of time, is the last piece of this puzzle. What we're talking about is when you're buying a home, the three biggest components is your credit, your income, and your down payment. Okay. Today, we're going to pick up on the down payment piece. Now, this is where most people, they're saying, it's like everybody still thinks, and I try to drill it in people's heads any which way I can via YouTubes, newsletters, radio shows, blogs. You don't need 20% down. You don't need 15% down. You don't need 10. You don't need 5. Let's go under 5. What are all the options to buy a home with less than 5% down? So let's dig into it. If you're a veteran, first, God bless you. Thank you. I can't thank you enough. My dad's a World War II veteran. He's still with us. Love the guy to death. And he, you know, I just bought him a case for all his medals. And that was so cool. I visited him recently. And I get to see him about 2-3 times a year. He's on the East Coast, but that's here and there. So if you're a veteran, God bless you. Thank you. Thank you for doing what you did. VA loans, 550 credit scores, zero down. You do not need a down payment. Nothing. I'll work with you, too, to work with your realtor. What happens is, I'm going to go off on a different piece of this real quick. When I'm talking down payment, that is basically your skin in the game. That's how much you need to put down to get the mortgage to go through. Okay, so if it says 3%, you need 3% down. Okay, so other costs that that's going to incur are any lender fees that you have. I'm going to do a show about this because this is an area where they get hosed is the best way I can say it. And that with a keyword out of pocket. And I won't go there right now. But you're going to have other fees, such as whatever your lender is going to charge you, appraisal, credit report, things like that. And then there's going to be the legal side of fees. Those fees can run you $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000. So if you have a program or you're getting into a program where you need, let's even go with a VA loan, you have zero down. You're still going to need maybe $4,000 to $5,000, but you're going to say, Dan, it's saying no money down. It is no money down, but there's costs involved to do all of this. There's the recording of the deeds when you buy it. Think of when you buy a car, you get the title, and you know there's title work. There's a whole bunch of things that are done. You're going to have an attorney. You don't legally have to. I would highly, highly, highly suggest you do. And they get, if you get in, you know, in a jam, you know, the house doesn't appraise for what it needed to be. You know, you're buying a house for $200,000, it appraises for $180,000. What are you going to do? Your realtor doesn't get involved in this piece of it. You go there, you do your walkthrough, and the basement's flooded. Now what? You know, there's all these things that can arise. So the money you spend for the attorney is money well spent. But you have those costs. So I'll work with your realtor, even if I don't care who your realtor is. Hopefully you use one of the sponsors that we have. But I don't care who the realtor is. I'd love to talk to them to come up with a way. Let's get credits for you to cover those costs. So if we're getting you into a VA loan, you're truly going with no money. My goal is to get you to that closing with zero, no money. Okay, so let's go back. Down payments, VA loans, no money down, zero. So you do not need a down payment. USDA, if you're in a rural area, like I said on the last show, just Google USDA mortgages or home eligibles. Put in the address. It'll tell you if you're eligible or not. Again, 0% down. You're still going to have those costs, those legal side of costs, say, and possibly lender fees. Lender fees could be up to $3,000, $4,000. And I recently did a search real quick, and I came across a big bank and a couple other rocket places and stuff like that. It was crazy because I just Google it. Just put in, looking for a mortgage or mortgage costs, and it'll take you to certain sites, put in your data. I had one site, I put in data, and the fees that they were incurred on that mortgage was, if I remember right, it was like $10,000 in mortgage costs. Mine's none. In most cases, it's zero. Well, your credit report fee. On the mortgage side with me, you have a credit report fee. It's, you know, on average like $55, and the appraisal. And that goes directly to the appraisal company when we order it. So, scroll back. USDA, no money down. I'll work with your realtor to get it that hopefully we get you in the door, no money. Okay, zero. VA, USDA, no money down. Now, the next step is I'm going to go in chronological order. No money to down. We'll work our way up to 5% down. Conventional financing. I have programs that allow only require, I'll put it that way, 3% down on a conventional loan. 3%. Phenomenal. Ask your parents, your grandparents, were you able to buy a house with 3% down? Absolutely not. Didn't exist. It exists today. Okay, so that's a conventional program for that. The next step is FHA. FHA only requires 3.5% down. So here's what I mean by down, your down payment. You're buying, I'm going to make it as simple as I can. You're buying a $100,000 home. When I say down payment, I give it as a number. I say 3%, 5%, 10%. Take that percent times the purchase price of the house. And in this case, it's $100,000. So you're buying a $100,000 home, and I say, I have a conventional program that only requires 3% down. 3% of $100,000 is $3,000. Okay? $3,000 is all you would need to buy a $100,000 home. If you're renting and you're like, you know what, I don't have the money for the down payment. I don't have this. I don't have that. You know, call me. There's options that we have that can probably put you into a house. A lot of times too, I'm seeing, especially right now, I'm getting younger people, or even doesn't matter your age, I guess. I'm getting them into homes at a cheaper or lower payment than they're paying on rent. Rent is going up and up and up. Even though they say, you know, in Illinois, we really don't get that much appreciation in homes. Okay, let's say the house doesn't appreciate, but you've been in this house for 10 years. You've paid that landlord's mortgage down 10 years. So even if that house, he bought it for $100,000 10 years ago, it's still worth $100,000. He put nothing down, so he financed $100,000. Now he only owes 10 years, $60,000. I'm just guessing that. You just paid $40,000 down on his property. Now he has $40,000 in equity because of you. So even if there is no appreciation in the home, you're getting these benefits. Let's say you rented there for 30 years. I've had people call me. They've been renting for 15, 20, 25 years. you basically paid their house off. So the $100,000 house that they bought 10 years ago, 20 years ago, is only worth $100,000 now, but they only owe $25,000. They have $75,000 in equity thanks to you. So those are reasons why, if you don't have the down payment, call me. Okay, so the next, I'm going to go back to the down payment part. The FHA was 3.5% down. Now, a lot of the conventional financing will go 5% down. And so we wanted to go, so we went from zero to basically 3.5% or 5%. So you don't have, you need the, 3% down, so let's say, for one of the conventional programs. You don't have it. What do? We apply for one of the six grant programs that I offer. One of those is probably going to fit for you. And we'll get you the money that's needed for the down payment. Some are gifts, money to you from the lenders. Believe it or not, there is programs out there that it's just the money's forgiven. It's yours. You close, you don't owe it back. Others are liens on the house for 3 years. After 3 years, it's completely forgiven. So there are options for you if you don't have any money. Those require a little bit higher credit scores. And you know, those, but they're there. So if that is the lack of a down payment is really what's stopping you from buying a home, please call me. The best way to get me, like I said before at the beginning, 630-338-1160. That's the best way to reach me via phone. And also I strive, please email me at dan.frio@gmail.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back in 2 minutes. God bless. Welcome back to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. And I, of course, am Dan Frio. Please, like I said, please give us calls, emails, ask us questions, ask me questions on things that, you know, I do this for a living and I've done it for a living for 30 years. So all of this to me is second nature. Second, you know, my best analogy with this is when I go, I understand that it's probably very confusing for you. I take my car in to get repaired and they come back and say, you know, this wire, copper core wire, and this needs change and that needs the diffusion over there. I have no clue what they're talking about. I get it when, you know, you're listening to the show and I'm talking about down payment and LTVs and debt ratios and all this. It's probably very confusing. So if you want me to break down anything specifically, give me a call, shoot me an email. Probably the best way is to email me and then I'll dedicate a show to some questions that we had. It's Dan, D-A-N dot Frio, F-R-I-O. Today, this segment, I want to talk about, I'm just going to kind of randomly go through some things. This is kind of a little of my pet peeve is I watch a lot of YouTube. And recent YouTube videos that I've watched are, there's two that really kind of get me. And they're getting millions and millions and millions of hits. Let me go through them with you. And then after this segment, I'm going to bring George in. And we're going to kind of kick back questions back and forth. He recently bought a home and he had, you know, I want to find out what his stumbling blocks were, where his confusion was, where could maybe I tie some loose ends together so it makes sense for you when you're listening to the show. I'm not just rambling about all this mortgage mumbo jumbo. So the first video that I saw recently was a couple, and it basically came back and says, how do you pay off your $350,000 home in 5 years? It doesn't make any sense. Is it possible? Yeah. That couple, I did some basic math. That couple would have to make $97,000 a year and have no other expenses. They don't eat. They don't have a car. They don't have to pay for gas. They don't have utilities. They don't have the internet. They don't have cable. They don't do anything. They just sit in their house with no utilities on. They don't eat and they just love their house that they're paying off in 5 years. So is it possible? I guess so. I mean, in, if you're making $300,000-$500,000 a year, yeah. But most of us aren't in that realm where we have that much money, and we would have put down a big chunk of money on the house. We would, you know, you, it's a whole different world. So my biggest pet peeve is they sit there and say, oh my, everybody can do this. Let's do this. Let's budget yourself and pay off your house in 5 years.
You lie.
And they do. Unless, you know, in the David Ramseys and that, God bless them all. They have some very, very, very good points. But, you know, a lot of people in today's world, the middle class, I'll say, we're struggling with college, with car loans, with just in the state of Illinois, taxes. Everything is so expensive. So that video drives me nuts, and it's getting millions and millions and millions of hits. You know, just do the math behind some of this stuff. A lot of it doesn't make any sense. The next thing is, the next video that I watched, how to increase your credit score to 800 in less than a week.
Do it. Do it. Come on. Do it now.
Do it. How? How do you do it? I've been in this business 30 years. Can it be done? Probably not. Can it, you know, why? Well, if you're at 799, yeah, maybe. If you're at 550, are you going to clear everything up and have an 800 score in a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks? Probably not. You dug that hole over time. It's going to take you some time to get out of it. There are some, I'll say, hacks or tricks, or I won't even say tricks. They're not tricks. They're just, it's information to help you increase your credit scores. And a lot of times when I'll pull credit on somebody, I can look through it and say, you know what, your utilization rate, which is, this is the one of the biggest factors. There's two that I always see: utilization rate and the number of accounts they have. So, you know, sometimes you only have one or two creditors, but let's say you got those two accounts, and one was a Kohl's and one's Discover. And each one of those, you have a high credit limit of $200. And I have a video such as this on YouTube, and I had somebody just bash me saying, well, $200, so they probably didn't deserve a credit card anyways. They might not ask for one. They might not want a higher credit limit. They went to Walmart. They got groceries for $150. Now they're pretty much maxed out on that credit card. So it's not that they're buried in debt. So what I ask them to do is, you know, call the Discover card. Ask them to increase your credit line to 500, 600, 700, 1,000. So now you owe $150. You had a $200 high credit. You're basically maxed out. Now you just got it up to 1,000. I don't want you to use the 1,000. I just want you to keep using the $150. Now you're at 15% utilization. Your credit scores are going to pop. So those are little hacks that can be done, or little tricks that can be done to increase your credit scores. But if it's basically your credit scores are real bad because of collections, judgments, non-pay, late pays, all that, it's going to take time to get those washed out. So those are the two biggest videos that I see that just, it drives me nuts, and they're getting millions and millions and millions of hits. And it's, you know, I hate to say, it's like kind of false leading, and it just doesn't make any sense. So, okay, that's my rant on that stuff.
You know,
so,
on the credit thing.
Yeah.
This is George, by the way.
Hey.
On the credit thing, it was very interesting when you're talking about when we were buying our house.
Yeah.
We thought we did our homework ahead of time. My wife and I looked up our credit scores. We checked all of our accounts. We made sure we were paying the stuff that we needed to pay, made sure everything was on time for a year and a half ahead of time. Like, this was a well thought out,
sure,
well planned out. What we didn't realize is, A, you can't see everything that a bank sees or a mortgage guy sees on your credit report,
right,
by getting your credit report.
Right.
So there were a lot of stuff from a family member's account who was living at the same address, who they weren't able to track. So they just put it on ours.
Yeah.
We didn't know anything about those things, so that screwed us up in the beginning. The other thing is, there's a totally different score, and you were talking about this in a previous episode.
Yeah.
There's a totally different score. So we're looking at our scores. We said, okay, we're both pretty well about 700. We're great. We're in good shape. Yeah. We ran our credit. We were 605, 595, 605. What in the earth? Because we couldn't see everything.
Right.
And that was the first big stumbling block that we had.
That was the reason why I created that website, creditscoresandmore.com.
Yeah, you really have to see everything.
If you do, and that's I always kind of, I'll say, trick people into, one of my first questions to them is, what's your credit score? And in your case, you would have came back and said, Dan, that's...
I'm close to 700.
Exactly.
That's right.
So then... That is You know, and then my next question is, where'd you get that score? You know, what score is that? And we, like I said, I think yesterday or a couple of days ago, we went through that scenario. There's TransUnion has three different models. So they have a 4, 8, and a 9 series.
Yeah.
Then under each series, they have a mortgage score, an auto score, a credit card score, an insurance score.
So you're at 12 at minimum now.
Yeah. That's on TransUnion.
Yeah.
Now you got Equifax and Experian. So you have, you know, 30, 40 different credit scores.
Isn't that nuts?
So what is it? That's a great point. And that's why I created that website.
I had no idea.
Well, now people can go to there and you see everything I see. Everything I see. All the scores, every account. And 3 out of 5 people have misinformation on their credit. So now I
would assume it would be 5 out of 5.
Yeah, it might be.
Everybody I've heard stories from, all the different mortgage people and real estate people, and nobody has ever said to me, yeah, you know what, I ran my credit score and it was exactly what I expected to be, and everything was perfect and accurate. And there's also a 3-month lag. So for fixing these things, writing letters, all of this stuff, we wrote all these letters to these different bureaus and we read all these things, and it took months to get anything changed.
See, and that's the tough thing is, you know, many times I'll get somebody to call me and say, here's the frustrating part. If you're looking to buy, you know, mid-year this year, call 3 or 4 months early.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
because
yeah.
Because exactly what you said. There might be something on there that's hindering you. And again, credit scores, they're there for a reason. Many times they don't make much sense. But if you have a 619 credit score and you're looking to go with a conventional loan, you ain't getting it. You're not getting it.
Right.
So it gives us time, like you said. There are little hacks that I went through before.
Right.
Upping your limits and doing, you know, little things like that could really help.
Well, that was another thing that we didn't know is we had paid off a few cards and closed them thinking that was going to help us.
We
got yelled at by a mortgage guy.
Yep.
Yeah. You want to keep 10 to 20% rotating on those accounts. And I said, I don't really understand. He goes, well, they want to see that you're using your credit.
Right. It doesn't make any sense
at all. Yeah. And like you said, you don't want people to fill up if they go from 200 to 1,000 on a card.
Right.
Because that defeats the purpose.
Right.
Now you're back to being 200 out of 200. If you're 1,000 out of 1,000, you're at the exact same point, just with a higher minimum payment.
Yeah.
It was a very interesting process to actually suss our way through.
My goal isn't to get you in more debt.
Right.
It's to get that credit score. And believe it or not, your credit score is one of the biggest factors in your rate.
Yeah.
So, you know, are you going to get a 5% rate, 5.5%, 6%?
I mean, as the age of a car when you buy a car. If you get a brand new car, you're going to get, 0.5, 1.5.
Right. Yeah, get a used car.
If you get a used car, you're going to be at 5 or 6.
Yeah. Let's pick up on this tomorrow, if you don't mind.
I'll be here.
Okay. Gotcha. And so, please stay tuned tomorrow. We're going to kind of quiz George. He's recently bought a house. And some of the stuff that he learned, the easy way, the hard way, however. But basically, I'm trying to bring this down to everybody's level that you understand it. So, thank you so much for listening. If you would, please give us a call, 630-338-1160. God bless. Stay tuned tomorrow.
You've been listening to The Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense.